Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Thursday, March 4th, 2021. This is edition number 22 of season 3 of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I am the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's great to have you here with me as we continue looking at the wisdom of Solomon, extracting topics and themes from the book of Proverbs. Today we're going to begin looking at the subject and the topic of anger. We're going to begin this discussion using Proverbs 15 and verse 1 to launch this particular subject as we consider it carefully together. But let's pray first, and then we will we'll read God's word and briefly think upon these things. Father, now as we bow before your word, as we come to understand it, as we come to learn from it, we would pray that your spirit would help us, that we would drink deeply from the well that is your word, and that you would give us the grace to do what you have commanded us. Father, we pray that you would illumine our minds and our hearts, and we ask that you might help us, that you would be with your people wherever they may be, and that you might give guidance and grace and strength and help and cause them all to persevere even to the very end. We do pray for those who may be struggling with various issues. We ask that you might minister to them in their time of need. We pray that you would help your church, that she would seek first your kingdom and righteousness and serve you all of her days. Help us now, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, we are in Proverbs 15 and verse 1. We read there, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Here we have, of course, within this verse, a very direct contrast between the one who offers a soft answer and one who offers a harsh answer or a harsh word. It is a good reminder and one that is taken in our day and age in which we live because of our propensity as people to respond rashly to various circumstances that exist within our day. That rash response rarely accomplishes a righteous end. And we live in a world that has, with the advent of social media, with the advent of news programs and news stations that are on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, interviewing various people from various walks of life, various points of view and perspectives. We see quite often, actually, this a perfect example of what harsh words will do. A person who responds aggressively, a person who responds harshly to another person's opinion, one that may not be the one that you hold, rarely accomplishes something that convinces the other person of one's point of view. We witness this on the news. We witness this everywhere, really, in face-to-face interaction and conversation. Instead of having an honest discussion and carefully using our words in such a way that it seeks to help and instruct, the volume of the individual goes up. Both individuals' voices are raised, and nobody's listening to anybody anymore. What is happening, of course, is exactly what what Solomon is here telling us. These harsh words are stirring up. They are fanning into flame. They are exacerbating the problem and making it all the worse than it was before it even began. No, instead, we are to strive to offer a different kind of response. A soft answer, a soft reply, put a different way, a gentler approach to the discussion that would seek to turn away the typical response of fallen creatures, fallen men and women, to anger or even to wrath. Now, I'm not suggesting any of this is easy. It certainly is not. Our pride in us grabs a hold of our ego, our psyche, our mind, and it runs amok And we've all fallen prey to not offering a soft answer, but a harsh one. But it's one that we should labor to cultivate in our day-to-day interaction, whether it's face-to-face with other people, or whether it's on social media or other different platforms. We should labor to choose our words carefully and wisely that it might demonstrate a soft answer. Now, some people may not respond to you as Solomon here says. A soft answer turns away wrath. It's a general principle. It's generally true. It doesn't always mean every single time that it will indeed do that. There have been times, I'm sure, in your life where you have sought to do this insofar as you know your own heart. You have labored to do the right thing and respond with gentleness and care to other people. And they've responded in anger and bitterness. And it happens. But it doesn't change our responsibility as Christians to labor to do our part. Our side of the responsibility is to not provoke anger in other people, to respond softly towards others. Charles Bridges, in his fine commentary, says this, that the soft answer is the water to quench. It's the water to quench, the fire that is raging within the discussion, a fire that is has the potential to go out of control. A soft answer is that water that brings relief. It brings a quenching element to the discussion. And he goes on, though, grievous words are the oil to stir up the fire. The opposite. Put a different way, it's like pouring gasoline on an already raging fire in the midst of discussion or debate. So we have an option. We can offer gentle words, or we can offer angry words, grievous words. He goes on to say that man's natural propensity is to feed rather than to quench the angry flame. We yield to irritation. Someone says something to us that we don't like, and we yield to it by responding in kind. We retort upon our neighbor. We have a choice phrase or a pet phrase that we know is going to be incendiary. It's going to provoke. It's pushing the other person's buttons to evoke a response from them. We tend to have recourse to self-justification. In other words, we think we have the right to do that. We insist upon the last word. Now, this happens on social media all the time. People insist on having the last word. People insist on getting the last word in discussions instead of just realizing that the discussion is over. Somebody's not listening. The parties are not on the same page. It's been discussed. It's been debated. And now it's casting more heat than light. He goes on to say that we think that we do well to be angry. But ultimately, at the root of all of this, he says, pride and passion on both sides strike together like two flints, and behold how great a matter a little fire is kindled. And that's what happens when we don't exercise careful words and we don't respond in a soft way. Now, there's the other side to this, of course. And this is really the root of the other side of what I want to bring forward this morning. As we start looking at the subject of anger, rarely the anger of man accomplishes the righteousness of God. And there may be times in your life where you're dealing with other people, and it's difficult to live in this world without having conversation with other people. No man's an island. We will speak with people. We will have discussions with people, and sometimes those discussions don't go all that well. The real issue is this. Perhaps your friend, your brother, or your sister, whoever it may be, does not respond with a soft answer. Perhaps they're harsh and they insist on getting the last word and they start pushing your buttons and they start saying all kinds of rotten things that aren't necessarily true and really unhelpful. Well, that's their sin and they need to own that part of it. But our side of it then is that we don't need to respond with anger. It may seek to stir up anger. That's the efforts of the evil one. But we need to be in control of our faculties. We do have the Holy Spirit, and we need to recognize and discern those times when that actually is occurring, and then labor with the help of the Spirit to not respond with anger. Because what'll happen, okay? So it's a vicious cycle, right? So a friend of yours says something to you that you don't like. He's not gentle. He's harsh. He insists on getting the last word. Obviously, he's not listening to anything you have to say whatsoever. And so you respond in kind. You respond with the same type of response. And so what do they do? Well, they elevate. And so it goes up, and then you go up, and then they go up. And guess what? Both sides, both parties are sinning. Both parties are violating this wisdom directive that Solomon offers here. Somebody has to be the more mature in the discussion. And so while it is very true that a harsh word will stir up anger, it is not true that we must get angry if, in fact, it happens. And so we want to exercise discipline and self-control in those discussions. We don't want to be the ones offering harsh words. We don't want to be the one that receives harsh words in the wrong manner, causing us, moving us then to exercise our own volitional choice, our own will, to then get angry and hasten or exacerbate or advance what is obviously an unpleasant conversation. So Solomon would tell us to use soft language when we're having discussions with people. Be gentle with one another. Be patient with one another in discussion, recognizing that harsh words will not aid the discussion. And when we're on the receiving end of these things, that we must remind ourselves that we do not have to respond with anger. I was having a discussion recently with someone, and they made the comment that that person made me angry. They angered me. No, they did not. You chose to get angry. And that is a choice that we all make. People can do things that will anger me, or could have the potential to anger me. They can push my buttons. They can say things. They can do things that they know will aggravate me. That is all true. But I have to choose to respond with anger. I do not have to. I can choose then to exercise what Proverbs 15:1 tells us here, to respond with a gentle answer. A gentle answer that will seek to quench the flame of dispute and the flame of angry tension between people. This is part and parcel of what Solomon would have us learn as we begin to look at this whole subject of anger as the book of Proverbs sets it before us. Well, I hope these times are a blessing for you, and I hope they are. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. That information is there before you on the screen. I would appreciate if you have enjoyed these videos, if they have helped you in some respect, perhaps drop me a note or subscribe to the YouTube channel. Maybe share the videos as they're posted across various social media platforms with your friends. You don't have to do any of this. It's not a big deal to me one way or the other. But if it has helped, then please do so. And I trust they have. So until our Friday edition, when we continue looking at the subject of anger, I trust the Lord will bless you and help you that you might govern your lips and your words, and you might heed the instructions that the book of Proverbs truly gives to us to help us live faithfully before our God. God bless.